coaches, here's everything you need to know for our first like exercise. Leadership is only good if people follow. You can have the best intentions and goals, but if no one is following your lead, then your leadership goes nowhere. This is why they often say the most important person to a leader is their first follower. And without them, there's nothing. In addition, leaders won't continue leading if no one follows. Followers are essential to leadership making an impact and leaders continuing to lead. On the flip side, the moment people start accepting the leadership and start following, momentum begins to build. But imagine how much momentum you'd have if not just one follower followed, but a group of followers followed. The first like exercise creates an environment that builds confidence in the leader and leverages the leader's leadership to another level by building not only the first follower, but a team of followers behind them. Here's how it works. Now, before we jump into the first like, I want to remind you, make sure your players are aware of the rotational leadership concept. That concept of leader and follower and how they play off one another and intertwine and rotate between one another is essential to get them to understand and embrace the need for them to improve and perform as a follower. So assuming you've taught that, let's jump in. Not sure if you've witnessed, there's a phenomenon on social media where followers race to be the first like or the first comment on celebrities' Instagram accounts. I know that sound may sound crazy if you're unfamiliar with it, but it truly is a thing. And yes, it is as silly as it sounds. But nonetheless, young people are all aware of it, and in many instances, they've participated in it. Here's how it works. Celebrity posts something, and when people are scrolling, they try to be the first like or the first comment, and they will actually write first like or first comment in the comments. Why do they do this? Well, it's a game. Maybe a status thing for young people to say, oh, I was the first person, but it's essentially a game to be the first. The principle of this social media phenomenon is the foundation of our first like exercise. But instead of liking others' posts, we want to like other people's leadership. So whenever one of our teammates demonstrates or communicates a positive act of leadership intended to build our team up, the other teammates need to race to become the first like. Who's going to win? Still yet to be determined because it's a competition. Now, a like is a verbal support, a physical acknowledgement, fist pound, high five, or an attempt to get others on board. All count as a like. Verbal support, a physical acknowledgement, fist pound, high five, thumbs up, or an attempt to get others on board. The first like, the first person is the winner. But the goal is not just to identify one winner. The goal is to get more quote unquote likes to help the teammates' leadership to go viral. Viral leadership is when it spreads throughout all the team and everyone is on board. Here's an example. Player A, let's say her name is Shannon, is trying to get the team excited for practice and begins clapping and saying, let's go, let's go. The first person, let's say it's Jasmine, yells over, I got you, Shannon, let's go, everybody, let's go. In that moment, Jasmine is our first like. She's the winner. But like social media, one like on a post won't allow anything to go viral. It needs more. And that's where the teammates need to step in and support Shannon and Jasmine to help it go viral. So let's say after Jasmine jumped in as the first like, everybody else began clapping and echoing the leadership statements of Shannon and Jasmine. As a result, Shannon's leadership built momentum, created an impact that helped create a viral effect within the team. Now, Jasmine played a role. She helped get the momentum going, but the rest of the team helped get it go viral. First like creates an environment that produces greater leadership with greater impact. All season long, I wanted you to encourage you to utilize the term first like. Build energy. Praise it when you see it. Talk about it frequently to get our team in the habit that when there is positive acts of leadership designed to build our team up, that not only do we get the first like, which is important, we also get the team of people after to help make the positive acts of leadership within our group go viral. First like can change so much on your team. So coaches, have fun and lead them up.